Those sudden rushes of ingenuity. Those brain waves of inspiration. Insight. Where does it all come from? In 1869, there was a scientist in Russia named Dmitri Mendeleev. He was a chemist, and while working in his lab late one night, suddenly, out of thin air, draws up the periodic table. For those not in the know of the periodic table, is the arrangement of chemical elements according to atomic mass. Where did those ideas come from? Of course, he had the fundamentals to start with, but it was still genius. Here's another example. Einstein's theory of relativity. It came to him suddenly in epiphany, as if from heaven, as he described it. Writers, painters, artists of all kinds have done the same. Where did Salinger get the idea to write Catcher in the Rye? Michelangelo to sculpt David? Or Ford to implement the assembly line? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was very young when he prolifically started to write beautiful music. How did he know how to do that? He says he heard it in his head first. Then all he had to do was write it down, almost perfect in its first draft. Now how did he do that, with minimal training at such an early age? Artistic creativity, sudden scientific insight, any spark of inspiration may be explained by our unconscious contact with different aspects of a non-local consciousness. Data stored outside the brain. Consciousness is part of a non-local worldview. We know consciousness cannot be confined to specific points in space and time. Could there be some big, huge computer floating around out there in another dimension, accessible only to a few, described as a feeling of all-knowing, being in contact with a tremendous amount of knowledge and wisdom, its source of mystery, impossible for anyone to have known beforehand, and then having no recollection of where the ideas originated from, as if the source is wiped out from memory? Insight, not easily explained. Where does it come from?